And we welcome you into the very first edition of the Dodger Poke Down on the Farm for the High A Great Lakes Loons, the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Each Tuesday, we're going to release a new edition, and it's going to be just for the Great Lakes Loons. This edition will be, and we'll talk about all the exciting action for the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers from the previous week. So let's not waste any time. Let's get started, and let's talk about the Loons. If you're going to talk about the Loons, you've got to start with Antonio Knowles. He is setting a record right now that can never be broken. That is because in all of his action this year, he has yet to give up a run. His ERA is 0.00 this year in all of his action. So what a job by Antonio Knowles. And, you know, Ryan Pepiot is considered to have the best pitch of any pitcher in the organization with his changeup. I'm going to go ahead and challenge that with the Antonio Knowles slider. You're going to see it here in a minute. The Antonio Knowles slider right there, that might be rivaling the Ryan Pepiot changeup for the best pitch of any pitch of any pitcher in the organization. And equally as impressive as his 0.00 ERA in his 12 innings is the fact that he has walked just one guy and he's recorded 11 strikeouts during that time. So 11 strikeouts, just one walk, no earned runs, a 0.00 ERA. Antonio Knowles, just super impressive. Staying on the pitching train for the Great Lakes Loons, this is left-handed pitcher out of Arkansas. Well, he actually went to Houston out of Friendswood High School. And that is Lyle Lockhart Jr. went to Houston. Then he transferred to Arkansas. His last year was the Friday night starter for them. A very good left-handed pitcher. 1.78 ERA on the year. His last outing, he went five and gave up no runs. He struck out five and walked nobody. So Lyle Lockhart Jr., a fantastic pitcher. He is tied for the High A Great Lakes divisional lowest ERA at that 1.78, and he is a young man that just has pinpoint control. He has a walk to strikeout ratio of 3.3 to 1. He has a lot of competitive element to him. He knows how to locate. He's very confident, and he is one of my favorite young pitchers to watch. Now, I have had a chance to talk to Lyle. If you want to see that interview, just head on over to the Dodger Poke Report YouTube page. I have featured him. I have a feature article on him. Go to DodgerPokeReport.com and just click on that article. You can search for Lyle Lockhart Jr. He spells his first name L-A-E-L. And that interview is at the top of that feature. And you can read all about the young Friendswood native who went to Houston and then Arkansas and has now made his way all the way up to High A Great Lakes and is pitching great for them. Congratulations to Jorbit Vivas, as you're seeing in this picture. He had several multi-hit games, and for his performance, he was the player of the week in his division. So congratulations, Jorbit Vivas. He had a tremendous week. He had a 9-game hit streak where he was 17 for 36, 2 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, 7 RBI, 28 total bases. So this young Venezuelan, you guys see it, you saw him get thrown out trying to stretch into a double there. But exciting young player, great young hitter. He had a great week. So congratulations to Jorbit Vivas for being the player of the week. Believe it or not, as you see this play by center fielder Jose Ramos, this is easily just his second best catch in the last couple of weeks. If you go to my Twitter or Facebook or Instagram feed, whichever social media platform you use, you can watch a catch that he made a week or so ago that rivals the Willie Mays basket catch, almost identical to it. So this young kid is an amazing, amazing young player. You saw the big catch that he made a minute ago. Then his next at bat, the score was 0-0. He triples. You see, he turns it on here and then ends up running to third base and tripling. And then we're going to see, well, we don't see in this video, but he actually scores on a little dribbler back to the pitcher that he had no business scoring on and just outran everybody on the play. And so he generated a run for his team after he made the great catch and stopped runs for the other team. So Jose Ramos is one of the most electrifying young players. There's Austin Chubb, the High A Great Lakes manager on your screen. One of the most electrifying young players in the Dodgers organization. Right-handed pitcher Nick Nestrini is a hot-button topic name, and for good reason. He has a thunderbolt in his right arm. He is 94-95 on his fastball. His secondary stuff that you can see on this video is absolutely electric. This is actually an entire sequence of the four strikeout he had in a row in his last performance. So Nick Nastrini, this was a performance from Saturday. He went five, he struck out seven, walked just one. So he struck out seven on Saturday, walked just one. Now on the year, he has 34 strikeouts in his 19 innings of work. So Nick Nastrini, you know, a lot of people were excited to hear that name, draft pick out of last year's draft, a high draft pick. And for very good reason, Nick Nastrini is just absolutely electric. Cole Dunsing out of the Kansas City area is one of my favorite young pitchers to watch. And the reason is he just kind of has a little Goose Gossage to him to me with his attitude and the knees and elbows windup that he has. And his changeup, you know, much like a lot of people say, Ryan Pepiot's changeup is not a changeup. It's a left-handed power curve. If you watch Dunsing's changeup, this is a power curve. Look at that. That thing's not tumbling and fading. That thing is breaking. So that is a plus-plus changeup with him. He has the live fastball. He has the knees and elbow type windup that is very deceptive for a hitter. So Nastrini, this is from his Saturday performance. This is a sequence of his four strikeouts. So this is a young man in Cole Dunsing that is very impressive. He went one scoreless inning. And like I said, he just kind of has a little Goose Gossage to him. He has an attitude to him. He has an edge to him. He has great stuff. And he has that plus-plus changeup that has a lot of bite to it. There's the slider. So very high on Cole Dunsing. Keep an eye on this guy because he is electric. One of the finest young men you will ever talk to or listen to talk, Robbie Pito out of Stetson. He's from the New Jersey area. He actually went to North Carolina out of high school. Look at that slider. But then ended up going to College State of Florida, JUCO in Florida. The Manatees, actually the same JUCO, State College of Florida, I should say. The Manatees, the same JUCO that his manager, High A Great Lakes manager Austin Chubb went to. Then he transferred to Stetson. Wonderful young man. I have had a chance to talk to him. Go to my YouTube page at Dodger Poke Report, and you can check out that interview, or just go straight to the article I wrote on him, the feature article, and read all about Robbie Pito. The interview is linked at the top, but Pito is a guy with a big slider, the changeup, the big fastball, and he deserves a helmet sticker because he went 3.1 innings Saturday and just absolutely blanked his opponent there and gave up no runs. And this is a young man that I'm very impressed with because he's so mature. You talk to him, he has everything. There's that slider. He has everything so well under control. And he does something that there's that four-seam riding up with his own. Ryan January is the catcher in this picture. He is able to pitch with emotions without being emotional. And that's something that is, you know, usually takes guys, there's a slider again to induce weak contact. That's something that usually takes a long time to develop. And Robbie Pito already has it down. So very impressed with the Stetson alum, Robbie Pito. Speaking of that catcher from the last video on Robbie Pito, Ryan January, watch this. Wow. You talk about an absolute crushed baseball. This one went off of the Jumbotron. Ryan January is a young man who is just trying to fight his way back up through High A Great Lakes. He has very good defensive skills. He has the propensity to get very hot offensively. And when he hits a baseball like this, and then what's impressive to me is that he hits the tape measure shot off the Jumbotron. Then the next at bat, he goes oppo down the left field line for a double. So this is a young man that is talented. He's a good player, and he's having a good year for the High A Great Lakes Loons. He is also another young man that I have featured. We had a couple of times set up to do an interview. Never quite could get our times together to work that out, but I did feature him. So go over to DodgerPokeReport.com and search out that feature on Ryan January and read all about him. You know, he came over to the Dodgers from the Arizona Diamondbacks a couple years ago, and he's kind of lit a fire in his game here recently. So Ryan January is another young man that he, you know, just one of those guys just keep grinding, and they just keep advancing, and that's kind of what he's done. Braden Fisher, right-hander for the Loons, and he throws what I call a heavy ball. And what I mean by that is, look at the late life on this ball, the late movement right there. You saw that late arm side run to it. Hitters, it's very difficult. Look at that late, just, I don't know, that's a lot of tumble and fade to the arm side, and there's a lot of ride to it. A heavy ball in the sense that it has such late life on it that hitters just never seem to get it off the barrel, and when they do, it's, you know, it just seems like it doesn't go anywhere because they don't square it up. And that's because his ball has, it just, what it does what I call jumps. I mean, just the last 5 or 6 feet. Look at that. Just can't square it up. You feel like you're right on it. Then the ball just jumps, and the next thing you know, you're on the end of the barrel. You're in on the hands. You're not hitting it square, and the ball just feels heavy coming off your bat. So Braden Fisher throws a heavy baseball, and he is a very good pitcher, a lot of fun to watch. So definitely there's that changeup that has that arm side tumble and fade. Very good pitch, and there's the riding four-seam up in the zone. You can see the pitch mix. It's legit, and it's very good. There's the inside fastball that can't square up. So Braden Fisher, a good prospect for the High A Great Lakes Loons. Welcome back, Kyle Hurt, off the 7-day IL. Kyle Hurt is a young man that came over to the Dodgers in the Alex Vesia and Dylan Floro trade and came back Sunday off the IL from the 7-day IL. He got hurt in his second stint of action. And threw three scoreless. He struck out six. And then the thing about him, watch his plus-plus changeup. That was a fastball right there. But we're going to get to it here in a minute. And there's that changeup. That's actually a slider. Let's wait and see that plus-plus changeup that he throws so well. It's a very impressive pitch because it has a lot of tumble and fade to it. It has a lot of hard break to it. It has a lot of dance to it. There it is. That's actually a changeup. It looks like a slider, but it's a changeup he's throwing. A very good pitch for him. Look at that ride in on the hands. So Kyle Hurt, welcome back off the IL. The Dodgers are very glad to have you, and he's doing a very good job for the High A Great Lakes Loons. Welcome back to another Great Lake Loon, and that is Emmett Sheehan, the sixth-round draft pick out of Boston College, who finally got off the IL. He had been on the IL since April 10th, and Thursday he pitched, and he was featuring a riding four-seam. There you saw that riding four-seam right there. He touched 97 with it, so he's a big kid. He has the big arm. There is that big looping curveball, a tumbling changeup, a lot of depth, and a lot of quick and tough break. There's the riding four-seam. And so he threw two scoreless. He struck out five. So you see the big stuff from the Boston College alum, Emmett Sheehan, with the big curveball, the riding four-seam, the tumbling changeup. So welcome back off the IL, Emmett Sheehan. He will be fun to follow. It's appropriate that we finish our first edition of the Great Lakes Loons with the closer, relief pitcher, left-handed pitcher, Jose Hernandez, who absolutely has had a just wonderful year. He leads the league in saves with seven, and he threw 1.2 scoreless innings in his last appearance out. At that time, he had allowed just one earned run in his last 14.2 innings. He was sitting 96, 97, somewhere in there. It's fairly effortless too. And watch the sweeping slider, I should say. That's a tongue twister. It sweeps away from lefties and then into that back foot of righties. And he's able to also use the sweeper as a backdoor pitch to right-handers too. There's the riding four-seam. And we're going to talk about this until we get that sweeping slider, because I want you to see it. It's a very, very, very impressive pitch, and he pitches with a lot of confidence. He's done a great job. There is his seventh save, you see. He has a lot of – that's Ryan January again catching for him. We're going to watch this again. We're going to go through it again, and we're going to find – there's that ball that has a lot of – you know, usually lefties have that tail to it. He had that run to it, to the glove side. There's down and into that righty where it's running into the glove side. You don't see that very often from a lefty, which makes it difficult because it just gets in on your hands before you can realize it. But Jose Hernandez, a very, very promising young bullpen arm. There's that sweeping slider to a lefty. Very tough pitch to hit. So Jose Hernandez is a young man that's going to ascend through the ranks. He is turning heads very quickly as the saves, as he is at the top of the leaderboard and saves for Great Lakes, and he has done just a fantastic job. So Jose Hernandez, a great pitcher. Michael Hobbs is a 10th rounder out of St. Mary's that I'm just telling you, he was an absolute steal. He was 93-96 last Wednesday, well-shaped slider. He threw two scoreless innings. At that time when he pitched, he had not allowed an earned run in seven out of his last eight appearances, and he'd allowed just one earned run in his last 12.2. And I think you can see with this stuff, He is better than a 10th rounder out of St. Mary's. He is a very good. He gets a lot of that ride. You know, he throws that four-seam. And, you know, not only up in the zone does he get ride, he likes the ride that he gets down in the zone because he gets a lot of swing and miss. There's that breaking ball for him. Because hitters think that ball is going to go low. And then because of the ride factor to it, the way that it carries, it actually stays in the strike zone. And he gets a lot of Well, what I not even swing and miss. He gets a lot of takes on it for strikes, and he really likes that four seam down the zone with the ride. He likes the four seam up that you saw in that picture or in that video. He likes the big breaking ball that you saw. So Michael Hobbs is an absolute steal in the 10th round out of St. Mary's, no doubt about it. I hope you enjoyed the first edition of the Dodger Poke down on the forum. I hope you enjoyed the first edition of the Dodger Poke down on the farm for the Great Lakes Loons, the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I hope you tune in each and every week as we're going to release a new episode every Tuesday. I also hope that you visit Dodger Poke Report on the internet at DodgerPokeReport.com, or you visit Dodger Poke on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. This is going to go on as a podcast, so go to your podcast streaming service of your choice and search Dodger Poke Report. Look for Dodger Poke down on the farm and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe, and you will get notified every time we release a new edition of the Dodger Poke down on the farm every Tuesday. As always, thanks for tuning in, and go Dodgers!